group been working on this week?
On Friday night, we looked at stories and our personal faith story, and how in a story we remember so much more, and stories are very valuable, and there's so many stories in the Bible that we can take stuff from. And then looking at our own personal faith story, we can look at where we are, where we were, and where we want to be. And I found that that helped me a lot, actually. And then yesterday, it was all about prayer. In the morning, we had a session about prayer.
Very good. Yeah. So what do you think God's been saying to you personally?
To me personally, I think I've noticed a lot more than usual how, just like, to what extent God is everywhere and always. And it's amazing, really amazing.
Yeah. And what do you think God is trying to say to all of us?
I think the same thing could go to everyone else. But also, well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not completely sure at all.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult. Right, so that's all my questions done. Just going to pray for us. Us as a youth group, so if we just go into prayer. Father, I just thank you for everybody in the youth group, and I thank you that you can have blessed us with all this time here. And they say that the teenage years of your life are the best times, and I'm pretty sure that can be correct as long as you have an impact on it. So I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for us so far, and hope that you have a better life ahead of us as long as you're here. So yeah, amen.
Well done, mate. That's brilliant. So, yes, you've heard everything we've been doing as a youth group. Please do come and chat to them. They're not scary, honestly. And they're great they'd love to tell you what we've been doing. I'm now going to invite Sam to come up and share for us, really, what you guys have been doing. But hopefully Sam will have some input to us. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
and some help out.
Thank you. Actually, I think I might just sit here.
Oh, that's fine.
No, I won't. I'll sit on the chair.
Be original, be unique.
Okay, I'll sit sideways then. That's about as unique as I get. No.
Okay. So what has been the best part of the weekend for you?
I think just being with the wider church family and getting to know people that, you know, you tend to sit next to the same people all the time and not move around so much. So getting to know people.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and just sharing.
Yeah, sharing experiences is very good. And what have you as a group or congregation been looking at?
The Holy Spirit. The personhood of the Holy Spirit and welcoming the Holy Spirit and the fact that he was there at the beginning of creation and in all activity, the creation of the church and just exploding out of the Spirit and just reaching out to people and sharing the kingdom with them. Yeah. And it's just... it's a relief that you don't have to do it out of your own strength, to be honest. It's freeing and just makes me want to get up off my bum and do something.
Yeah. So have you been doing any activities based on welcoming the Holy Spirit?
Did we? Yeah. No, not really.
Please have some input. I mean, we need more than one person. We have no idea what's been going on. We've been getting our feet wet on Aeroborne.
We had loads of dodgy jokes. some quite enlightening stories, but mainly it's just been the power of the Holy Spirit and welcoming the Holy Spirit into your life and letting that invigorate you and take action, get out there, you know, don't sit
getting
in church,
your comfort
just
zone.
Get out there, break out.
So what do you think God has been trying to say to you personally?
Stop hiding, be honest. Let me love you. Just please open your arms and receive the gifts I just want to give you.
Yeah.
And then get up off your bum and do something.
And what do you think God is trying to say to all of us?
Get moving. Get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kingdom of God isn't just in the church. The people that really need God are outside the church, and we need to go out there and we need to just show them how much we love them and just enfold them in our arms and just be there. Not just help them, because practical help is great, but what they really need is Jesus. That is all that they need to transform their lives. So that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm done.
Yeah. I've run out of questions now. Yeah. So I'm just going to pray for the church and everybody. Father, I thank you for everybody in the church and especially the adult congregation, just because of how much they do for us and how they're such great role models. And they may have not been in the faith since they were born, like some people, and they may have joined like halfway through their life, but they all have the same connection, and that's through you. And I just thank you for all the time that you've given us here and how much it's affected people and how much more you've brought into us just in the space of maybe 48 hours, and I think it's amazing. So yeah, amen.
Thank you, Genevieve. So now it's time to find out a little bit of what the epic kind of group have been doing. So I know you're busy colouring in now, but if any of you epic lot that have been out would like to come up here and tell us what you've been doing, then please do very carefully step up on the stage and come stand here. That's it. Oh, you can sit down, yeah. Who else is coming? Anyone else? Okay, Jacob Simran, we're going to find out from you guys. What have you been up to? What's been your favourite thing about the weekend, Jacob?
Everything.
Brilliant. What's been your favourite thing, Simran?
Sports.
The sports. Fantastic. What's been your favourite thing, Rosie?
My family.
Your family. Oh, well trained. Isn't that beautiful? Anyone else? You want to say anything, Toby? Oh, come on, Toby. Tell us, what was your favourite bit?
Archery.
Where are you, Agam?
That was mine.
That was yours as well. Oh, blimey, we've got lots of favourite things. Brilliant. Yeah, go on then, Jacob, one more.
There's so many good things, I can't think of anything else.
Isn't that fantastic? Well done. Thank you, Jacob. Go and sit down, guys. In fact, you know what? It'd be a good time for us to lift up your picture and show everyone. So go and go out, grab a side of your picture so we can show everybody everyone's favourite thing. So everyone, grab a side. Pop your pens down, grab a side, we're going to lift it, preferably not with children still on it. That's it. I think we'll just hold it up there, I think. Hold it up there so everyone apart from Joff can see. There we go. Look at that. And I'm sure if you ask them later, we'll put it up at the back and you can ask them exactly what all of those things represent. Well done, guys. Put it down. Well done. And go and find your seats again, although you little ones might be coming back in just a second. Go find your seats. Well done. Also want to say a big thank you to Sarah and Karen and Katie and anyone who's been helping with our children's work this weekend. It is a sacrifice to give up time with you guys to do that. So please do thank them. And please let me just pray for them and our children now. Father, we just thank you so much for our children. Lord, we thank you that you have gifted this church with so many children. We notice that responsibility, Lord, but we are excited to see how you will cause them to grow. And we pray, Lord, you would never cause us to become complacent about our responsibility for our children. And Lord, we would always be ready to learn from them as much as they learn from us. Lord, we thank you for the leaders of these groups who give up their time to do this. And Lord, we pray that you would bless them through the work that they do. Amen. Okay, I'm going to invite Beth, I think. Yes! To come and tell us a little bit of what the Creation Twinklers have been up to. And I think you're going to be treated to a song as well. Not from Beth, I don't think. Yes. So, thank you.
Hello, I'm Beth. We're part of the Stowe Church, which is a little church on a new housing estate in Swindon. And we know Alan and Maggie, and I know Rob and Marion, so it's been really good to come here this weekend and share with your children, who are just delightful, really. They're lovely, so well done. Good parenting. But we've been thinking also about the Holy Spirit in different ways. We started on Saturday by thinking about being one body but many parts. So we drew around some of the children, and then they went and found all sorts of junk to put together and make a person. And the point of this was that everybody stuck a bit on, and the body wouldn't have been complete without everybody else doing their bit. So that was really good. And then we thought a little bit about faith, and some of you parents might have seen that they've made some storms in the bottle, talking about Jesus calming the storm and how the disciples had to have faith. And then this morning we've been thinking about being kind, encouraging one another and serving one another. So we did the story of the Good Samaritan. But all throughout the weekend we've been learning a song called Ho Ho Holy Spirit, which is a personal favourite at our church. So I think children in sparklers, if you'd like to come forward, we're going to teach everybody else our song. Kirsty, you can come and help me as well, because I know you like this one. Very good. And if we look this way, I'm going to give you the microphone, Liz.
So it's very, very simple. We're just going to go, ho, ho, Holy Spirit. Ho, ho, Holy Spirit. Send your fire on me, on me, on me. There's a bit of clapping hands, a bit of stamping feet, and you'll pick it up really nice. Oh, yeah, you do have to stand up, so thanks for a bit of exercise.
We've got no words, no music, so I'm going to start you off. Okay.
Again, let's just for a moment just praise and thank God for our family and other churches who served us this weekend. Father, we just thank you so much for these guys from Stowe who gave up their time to work with our children and teach them about you, Lord. We just thank you so much that we are one church, one family across many nations across the country. Lord, we thank you that it is you that binds us together and your Holy Spirit. We do pray you would send your fire on us as a church in this nation. Amen. So what we're going to do now is a little bit, we've been looking at prayers, as Tom said, so we want to do a little bit of prayer stuff in this session, obviously. What we're going to do is our young people over here are going to grab that box of chocolate, yeah, and you're going to give it out. Okay. to each group, okay? So children, you might want to go back to your groups because you're going to get a chocolate. Well, no. Well, yes and no. As many as... try and give two, and if there's not enough, get more from the back. In my case, two bars per group should do it, okay? All right, so children, if you want to go back to your things, you might get chocolate. What we're going to do is you're going to get a bar of chocolate. What you need to do with the chocolate, very simple, is break a bit off. In a moment, all together, we're going to pop the chocolate in our mouth, and we're going to savour it. And as we savour it, and once we've swallowed it, we're going to pray together, just thanking God. I mean, you can thank God for, if nothing else, the chocolate, but we've had all the stuff up here that we have to thank God for this weekend. So take a bit of chocolate, savour it, and then thank God. Very simple. Go, go, go. So you're going to need to break it up when you get it. Break it up as soon as you get it. Just get right into it. Break it up. Give the chocolate out. And savour it. Don't just chew it and swallow it. Savour it. Enjoy it. Thanks. Thank you. It's not about the size. You have to chop it up. Oh. Oh, thank you.
I don't mind.
There's more at the back. Spare here? Lovely.
No, there's no such thing as spare chocolate.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I hope I'm not hearing much savouring. Oh, that's better. And let us just begin to pray thanks to our God who made chocolate and brought us together this weekend. Father, we thank you so much. We have so much to thank you for taste, for flavor, for color, for the nature we see around us, for what has happened this weekend. Lord, we just want to give this time to you to say thank you. Please feel free to pray out loud in your groups, or not. And children, if you are around, it would be a great time to go and sit with your mum, dad, or whoever's looking after you, because we're coming to the communion table now. And as Geoff said, parents, this is your kind of responsibility. It's your choice. Our young people are going to serve us today in communion, and they're going to be looking at you, parents, for a nod or a shake of the head when it comes to your children. So please do be very clear. Let us come to this table. I'm just going to read from Revelation 3, verse 20. Jesus said, "Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me. Come to this table not because you must, but because you may. Not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. Almighty God, you know everything about us. You know everything we want, and there are no secrets from you. Please clean the thoughts of our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and make your holy name great. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." The Apostle Paul tells us of the institution of the Lord's Supper. "I received my instructions from the Master himself and passed them on to you. The Master Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread. After giving thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, broken for you.' After supper, he did the same thing with the cup. This cup is my blood, my new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember me. What you must seriously realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your words and actions the death of the Master. You will be drawn back to this meal time and time again until the Master returns. Loving God, we praise and thank you for your love shown to us in Jesus. We thank you for his life and ministry, announcing the good news of your kingdom and demonstrating its power in lifting of the downtrodden, the healing of the sick, and the loving of the loveless. We thank you for his sacrificial death upon the cross and for the redemption of the world, and for your raising him to life again. We give you thanks for this bread and wine, symbols of our world and signs of your transforming love. Send your Holy Spirit, we pray, that we may be renewed into the likeness of Jesus Christ and formed into his body. This we pray in his name and for his sake. Amen." Jesus said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Our young people are going to bring it round to you. They should know exactly what groups they're going to. But if you've had the bread twice, just pass it along. They're going to serve you, and please eat the bread as you receive it. In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in memory of me." If you retain the cup once you're served, and we'll share together afterwards. Let us drink and be thankful. Jesus, we just want to thank you so much. We thank you for our time together. We thank you for our families and for this wonderful world you've created. But more than anything, we thank you for the love that you have for us that would cause you to come down from heaven, become a man and die on a cross for us, that we might know forgiveness, that we might know life in all its fullness. Anything we offer is pales in comparison to what you gave for us, but we want to offer it all and more. Amen. Joff, I'll pass over to you because I'm losing my voice.
It's not your life. So thank you, Chris, and to our young people. We wanted to do something just before... you can give them a round of applause. Yeah. Don't mind that. That's done really sensitively and, moving. Thank you. We wanted to do something, Chris, or we did something earlier, but we weren't able to include you and Narelle in this, and we'd just like to, well, Rob and Marin, we'd just like to pray. Actually, I don't know why I'm wearing this microphone, because I think you might need it. Just want to pray for you both. So, Narelle, if I could invite you to come up. The other leaders of the church did receive a blessing of prayer earlier, and we just want to do that. And then there's just one other thing, well, two other things I need to do before we finish.
Let's pray for these guys, so we really prayed for, we just prayed for the other leadership, and our prayers are no better than anybody else's, but absolutely right in not wanting to leave these people out. Yeah. Yes. So, Father, we pray for Chris and we pray for Narelle in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the people that they are. And I just sensed that the Lord would say to you, Chris, that at the moment you're leading a platoon, but you're going to be leading an army. And that actually you leading an army is not a sense of, you know, the big brash up front person that's going to be shouting at your troops and everything, but you're going to be such a releaser of many, many people, to cause people to find their place, cause people to use their weapons, as it were, in the right way, and to wear their armor in the right way. And also for you, that you will never fit Saul's armor. It will never fit you, that you don't need to go looking for extra stuff to arm yourself with. But you take up the gifts that you've got, like David took that sling and those stones, and able to conquer many giants and see many battles won because of who you are and because of what God has laid on your heart, that God would give you that. So just know that the doors are going to open wide, and don't be surprised when those doors open wide. And don't think, well, that's not me, but think, thank you, Lord, you've called me, and I'm going to be obedient. And for Narelle, just, I mean, with the first time I've actually seen you this weekend, but just sensing for you that God the Father would say to you that he really loves your faithfulness, your loyalty, and your commitment, and that he really trusts you, and he trusts you to do what you're doing, and he can trust you with more. And that, if you like, is kind of could be a bit dodgy, because he'll give you more because he can trust you with more. But he really knows you, and can trust you. And if he wants to call somebody up that he trusts, then it's you. And together, he can trust you together. So God bless you. God bless you both. And Marion wants to...
Just a quickie for you, Narelle. You're there supporting Chris, but this isn't a bit part. This isn't just... You're not an also-ran. You're not just a support. God's got something for you too, but for you two together. So know that around, that, you know, whatever it is, you're going to be in it together.
God bless you. And Father, that you would come by your Spirit and fill these two afresh. And thank you for them. Thank you. Thank you. The Father will give you revelations, Chris, and he'll give you revelations together. Take those revelations and begin to live in the good of them. And go on your way. For Father would say to you, good and faithful servants, warriors of mine, whom I will lead in major ways. Yeah. God bless you both. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Bless you. God bless you.
Bless you. So there's one other thing that we want to do. Stay here. Don't move.
Right.
No. Stay still. Because we just want to bless you with a word of prayer.
Oh, thank you.
As well.
Yeah.
So just join with me as we just pray for Marion and Rob. Please come and just place your hands on them.
Thank you.
So, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for Marion. We want to thank you for Rob. We want to thank you for all the experience and love of Jesus that they've brought to this place over this weekend. And Lord, we just pray over them now. We recognize that. Yeah, in a sense, they're like grandparents to us,
Father God,
bring in all that they know of Jesus. But Lord, I want to say to them on your behalf, Lord, that you are not finished with their ministry. In fact, I feel, Rob and Marion, the Lord is saying, you've been faithful in small things, and I have got greater things that I want to give you. And that you are not to fade away, but you are to step forward in faith. And the next step, whatever I call you to, do not think, the end of the road is near.
Thank you, Father.
But instead, I will give you strength and health, and even in your moments of greatest weakness, I will be my greatest strength in your ministry.
Praise God.
The greater things are to happen. And Lord, we pray that your blessing, we pray for the Holy Spirit to anoint them each day. Yeah. And as they step into each day, not expecting a great deal, may you do great things through this couple. In your blessed name, the blessed name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
And we just want to say big thank you to these guys, don't we? So give them a round of applause. And we've got a little gift, just a small token of our appreciation and our love. I'm not sure if you have to take the jug home with you, but just some flowers and as many as possible signed and written small words of thanks.
We normally give a token, but eventually we've got cash for you. We just want you to spend it as you see fit. I'd like to see you do something a little bit special for yourself, but whatever you feel.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Lovely.
So now, Lynn, you stay here. Rob and Marion can sit down. Well, I got you here, Lynn. Lynn, we wanted to say a big thank you to you and also Caroline as well, who couldn't be here, for all that you've done. We know, Lynn, it's been a difficult time, and you've managed some stuff at home as well as us lot, and we're quite annoying, really. So we are blessed by the way that you've lovingly done that, very patient with us. So we are very grateful. We just wanted to say a big thank you. I think Jenny has got just a small gift for you as well. So Jenny, bring that forward.
I'd just like to say thank you very much. I think the weekend would not have gone as well without you all participating. So thank you. Just pray for Caroline. She's not well at the moment. I'm emotional. And also, big plea. I've lost my keys. I've lost my car keys. So I can't go home unless I can find my car keys. So if you just check, nobody's picked them up and put them in their pockets. Just have a look around for me, please.
Lord, we just pray. And we just want to thank you for Lynn. We want to thank you for Caroline. We pray healing over Caroline's life. We also pray for Joe. And for healing over her life and complete fullness of strength again. And we just ask for a sense of peace and patience in Lynn's life now. Thank you for her service. And Lord, we just pray that these keys will arrive and appear at the right time so Lynn can get home. In Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Lynn, take that with you. Lynn, have you got any idea what lunchtime was? Half past 12, okay. So, but whoa, we're not quite finished because I said three things, that's two things.
Oh, sorry.
And Rob, bless him, has got a little advert.
Last thing.
So we're going to.
Promise.
The last word goes to.
No.
To the senior.
No, you should have the last word. This is very, very simple. I should have done it earlier. It was a great opportunity and I missed it. It's an advert because I've written this book on the Lord's Prayer. I call it the People's Prayer. It's called Teach Us to Pray because I struggled as a person of prayer and God's revolutionized my life by picking up an obvious scripture and praying through the People's Prayer. And actually, it has been enormous help to loads of people. I'm not boasting. It's just something God's put in me. I sold out of all my copies, so I couldn't bring any with me. But Maggie has very kindly said that if you'd like one, and if you can put your name down on a list that Maggie will keep, I will send a whole however many to the church for a pound less than they're normally sold for, okay? So if you're interested, let Maggie have your name. It's a simple read, but it's revolutionized my life. It really could revolutionize your prayer life. It's an easy read, etc. You know my style. £6. What could be better than that? Not eight, not seven, but six, okay? Hurry to get your name down.
When you said we could have a pound off, I thought it might be £99 or something. What a better way to finish our time together. Shall we stand and let's use the people's prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray so that they would know how to pray. So if you don't know it, just listen to the person next to you and follow as best you can. We don't have it on the screen. We use the traditional version, just that many people will know that version. So let's pray that prayer together as we close. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Bless you. I think lunch is served.
This is the story of the Son of God hanging on a cross for me. But it ends with a